Massive sports day when the headlines are buzzing like this. I gotta get to my man, Andrew Perloff, my former co-host, my number one pal, and someone who I needed your take on everything that happened yesterday. Welcome to the show. Let's start with the Giannis trade. So finally, our long national nightmare, I guess, is over. Giannis goes to Miami. It is not a surprise. He and Bobby Portis to Miami in exchange for Tyler Hero, Khalil Ware, Jaime Jaquez, Kasperis Jakasunis, three first-round picks, including number 13 this year, and which is supposed to be a loaded draft, one pick swap, and one second rounder. Pearl, who won the trade?
The New York Knicks won this trade. By the way, I apologize for the ambient noise. It's like our old studio where the felt like the spotlights were going to fall on us. There's some construction in the hood.
No, the Knicks
The
parade
Knicks.
is still going on. That's just there's it's that's it's the never-ending parade. Yeah, go ahead.
Because I feel like this Giannis trade could have reshaped the East and had a new favorite for the title. The Miami Heat are not that favorite. They have no cap space to build a team around Giannis. And, he's getting older. So I don't know how Miami turns this into another ring. So I don't have Miami as a winner. I don't think Milwaukee got anything of championship value. Who knows what those picks are going to be? I like Tyler Hero, but he's not a player on a deep playoff run. And then, Boston. Boston did not get Giannis. That is possibly the most significant aspect of this entire trade. Because Boston is now has to trade Jaylen Brown. I feel like you can check them off the list as team that might run into trouble next year. So that leaves who in the East, Maggie? It leaves the Knicks. Once again, they could be the strong favorite instead of Boston. So honestly, I understand the mechanics of why this trade went down. I don't think that Milwaukee wanted Jaylen Brown because he would want to leave, as owner Jimmy Haslam did say that basically. But I just don't get who wins out of this other than the teams that are not involved.
Wow. I mean, that's a big one. The only thing about the Knicks, though, is that we are in an era where teams don't repeat. And I know that this finals run for them was not like the punishing physical run. They buzzsawed through the East. They won the finals in five. But teams are just not repeating this year or in this era, I guess. And maybe the Knicks will be the exception. But I like this for Miami a lot. And I'm not going to go with you that they're not a finals team because as I've sat here through my life watching basketball, I've watched Pat Riley trade for superstars and immediately get to the finals. Now, I don't know if they're going to win a finals, but he did it with Shaq, obviously with LeBron James and Chris Bosh, who joined Dwayne Wade. He did it with Jimmy Butler. Hell, Jimmy Butler. I mean, they made Gabe Vincent and Max Strus household names, made two finals. It was Butler and a bunch of dudes, and obviously Bam. But like, I just have seen this movie, and maybe Pat Riley, even though he's in his 80s, Eric Spoelstra is still young. I think this is a magical combination, and I think Giannis is going to be as motivated as ever. I mean, Milwaukee has been on the outside, just a mess. I mean, coaching changes, like to bring in Doc Rivers when Doc was so clearly into the broadcast booth, their players got older. They brought in Dame Lillard. Like it just, all the things that kept going on with Milwaukee to try to save the end of Giannis didn't work. And I thought Giannis kind of acted like a low-key diva through this whole thing. He was constantly hanging his status like over their heads. Is he gonna ask for a trade? Is he not? So clean, new scenery. I think Giannis is gonna be motivated if he's healthy. I think they're a finals team. I do. And you bring up a good point though about Boston. If you are Jaylen Brown, you've been in trade rumors now for like a decade. Can you stay? It's like a company where two people are vying to be a CEO, and the guy who or the girl who doesn't get it usually leaves the company. Like this is out there now. They try to trade you multiple times when you were the MVP on a finals run. Like I don't know if Jaylen Brown wants to just say goodbye to the Celtics at this point.
No, I think he's gone. And again, apologize for the ambient noise. Where's Max Strus, a household name exactly, Maggie? That one.
Cleveland.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm obviously a Max Strus fan. Miami isn't. They're not going to be able to do it this year, Maggie. There's just not enough talent right there. So if they don't win it this year, it might take a year to build for Pat Riley. Then Giannis is getting older. Like, there's a window because of the way Giannis plays. He's never going to be an outside shooter, obviously. I like your point about him being motivated, and he did carry Milwaukee all the way. So that does make sense. I hate doubting Pat Riley. I just don't see it. If you put Giannis on Boston, they are winning the NBA title next year. I just do not see this. I think the East is going to be really wide open. I do agree it's hard to repeat for the Knicks, so, but I see them getting back to the finals next year because I just don't see the real contender in these. It's certainly not my 76ers. You know, I don't think it's Miami. That's going to be – I'm curious. We're going to watch this throughout the year. I think you're on Miami, and I'm going to be the Miami hater.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you have Tyrese Halliburton who's still coming off of a multitude of injuries, so I don't know if Indiana is going to be back there this year. Cleveland can never get their acts together when they run into a good team in the playoffs. I mean, they have Kenny Atkinson, who I've defended, saying the indefensible, you know, according to the stats, we should have won a couple of the games against the Knicks. Yeah, like, dude, yeah. How did you not get fired after saying that? And like, I don't know. I felt a little silly for being such a Kenny Atkinson person when he said that dumb line. But yeah, I think Giannis was really smart to stay in the Eastern Conference. And, you know, if I'm Milwaukee, I guess I understand why they didn't want Jaylen Brown. First of all, you're right. They just are coming off of an era where a superstar had tons of leverage, right? And maybe they don't want to jump right back into that and try to build the team in a way that they see fit. And also, I don't think the draft picks, because Boston with Giannis, as you said, would win the title or at least would be the favorites. What are those draft picks really going to be worth, even in this new revamped lottery system? You know, are you really going to be getting right. high picks for that? Meanwhile, Miami, you know, I think they're a finals team, but a lot more boom or bust when it's you know, considering what you got in return, and it's three first round picks instead of two. So I get Milwaukee. I just hope Milwaukee's not wandering in the desert now for like 10 years.
Yeah, I get that feeling. You know, they want to get into this draft, which is exceptional. And even that 13 pick has a lot of value this year. Next year, I don't think it's going to be as good a draft. I mean, we could probably do a whole show on this draft. It is really, really loaded. So, yeah, I think the 13 pick was a big deal to them this year.
Okay, so that's the Giannis trade. And, you know, it's funny, like, we'll have to wait to see what this Miami era does for Giannis. But it's going to be an interesting when we have the all-time greats debate. You know, Giannis is a really interesting candidate for, I'm not exactly, if you, let's say his career ended today, you know, and I'll knock on wood, I'm not wishing for it, but like, what is the career of Giannis? You know, you win a title in a small market like Milwaukee, that should boost you up, I think, the ranks. You know, you're not part of the Showtime Lakers. You're not part of a Bulls dynasty, what have you. You brought a championship to Milwaukee, and Giannis was amazing during that finals. Like, he himself, he could somehow hit free throws magically overnight. He dropped a 50-point game. Like, he was excellent, yet somehow I feel like he kind of needs this Miami turn to go well for him to be considered, like, a top 25 player.
Right. I mean, let's do Bill Simmons here. How do you rank him compared to Karl Malone, who didn't win a title? I think he's below Karl Malone because Karl Malone was more dominant in his time. But that's my opinion.
Giannis has two MVPs.
Yeah, I know. I mean, you could be right. That's just my gut reaction without even looking at the numbers, that he's behind Karl Malone. But you're right. I mean, listen, you can make an argument. I think you're exactly right. This Miami stay will say a lot. It's really important for him.
Okay, so now we're going to be on Jaylen Brown watch to see where he ends up going, and we'll obviously look back on that. We'll monitor that and see what happens. I also want to get your take quickly on Dusty May. This one kind of fell out of the sky. The Michigan head coach wins a title with the Wolverines. He'd only been there for two seasons, and now he's going to be the new head coach of the Dallas Mavericks. You know, these college coaches, Pearl, I always love to say, this is going to work, this is not going to work. You have no idea. No freaking clue. John Calipari, John Beilein, the ones that did not work. You could say Billy Donovan. I mean, he was in the league for a long time. He didn't really make a big impression on the NBA, but he had a job for over a decade. Brad Stevens goes from Butler to be one of the great coaches and now in the front office of the Celtics. I think this is a pretty big risk for Dallas, but I understand Masai Ujiri not wanting to just go with a retread coach. I think in the NBA, we get so, and not like the NHL, where the same six coaches just rotate forever and ever and ever, and everyone seems cool with it. I think they felt like they really needed a full turn the page, not just from Nico Harrison, not just from the Luka trade. Like, we can't even get into the usual suspects of coaches. We have to go so outside the box.
Yeah, I think they're thrilled to get Dossie May because, you know, remember everyone won Coach K? And Cooper Flagg's college age, by the way, so that makes sense. Dossie May was a good coach. I mean, I don't know how to evaluate it, but you could tell that team, watching them in their run last year, like, they moved the ball well. Like, they maximized their talent. I think this is a great hire for Dallas. And like you said, why not take a risk? I mean, honestly, I was thinking about Jason Kidd as a coach. Really, like, is it really a needle mover in a title kind of way? Look at, and, you know, listen, Mike Brown just kicked Mitch Johnson's butt in the finals, just destroyed him. So you never know. And I never would have saw that coming from Mike Brown. So you never know. I think it's, you got to look organically, look at the front office, look at the talent level, and look at the coach. I'm excited about Dallas. I kind of think they could build into something in the West, which is turning more wide open by the year. So I like it a lot.
Yeah, I wonder, listen, I thought John Shire from Duke would be the more likely candidate who would go to the NBA and with Cooper Flagg, but obviously Shire's not ready to do that. I mean, yeah, you've got Cooper Flagg and he's college age and you have some younger guys on the Mavs. You also have Kyrie Irving.
But you're not going to have him forever for the run. I mean,
no, I know, but like, you know, you gotta, that he's not college age, but you know, I know that the college game has become so much more professionalized because of NIL, but it's still a major step up in weight class. And it's still a major step up in terms of personalities that you're dealing with and how you're navigating playing time and all of that stuff. And I'm done predicting how college coaches fare at the next level. Cause I just feel like you're literally just rolling the dice. And listen, Masai Ujiri has had success. He plucked Nick Nurse. I don't think anyone, you know, that every time I see a GM hire a college coach, it always seems to me like it's the GM doesn't want, like, the GM wants to run the show.
Oh, well, not with Danny Hurley, though.
Well, no, but Danny Hurley didn't end up leaving.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, that, like, everybody wanted him. And, like, that was not a GM. He was... I think if you win a championship, you have power. I don't agree that those guys are going to be just puppets to the GM. I know if you hire an average one, yeah. But if you win a title, I mean, Danny Hurley could name his price. I mean, literally be the highest paid coach in history.
Masai Ujiri being like, I got to run the show here. And I want a college coach who's just going to, I don't want to say just be happy to be here, but somebody who's not going to push back on me.
I feel 20 teams would have hired Dusty May. I think he's a hot coach you hire. But I know what you mean. Like, and besides, Masai Ujiri has proved so much that he has a lot of hand already. And it doesn't seem like those guys will clash. I mean, you never know what's going on. But it just seems like Dusty May's got kind of this nice guy image. Maybe I'm buying into it. I mean, it's kind of interesting that he left the college ranks too. Like, because the you know, college is crazy right now to be a coach there. You know, not to buy into all the Nick Saban propaganda, but there's a lot of extra that comes with college. So I'm sure Dusty May was psyched to go into the NBA now.
We got 30 seconds left and then you got to jump off. Yeah. I was amongst your people last night. I've never been surrounded by more Norwegians in my life.
Wait, I have a couple of minutes because I want to hear some details here because I'm quarter Norwegian and my mom, who you've met many times,
Carol,
is going crazy for this Norway team. So we're all rooting for them. And last night's game looked fantastic. And I don't know how you keep sneaking all these major events, but of course you were there. What was the atmosphere like?
I got the golden touch lately. Game 4 of the NBA Finals was epic, and I was in the building. And then last night, Norway versus Senegal, which I had no idea what to expect, ended up being an absolute banger of a game. Yeah, I'm totally a soccer person now. So Norway showed out. It was easily 80% Norway fans. Yeah. Everyone's decked out. They got the Viking hats on. They're doing the Viking row, which is really cool. And by the way, the Minnesota Vikings totally ripped this off of Norway. It's almost like a, you know, stride for stride carbon copy with the skull and, you know, what the Norwegians do.
But they're paying tribute to the Vikings. It's not ripping them off. That's
true. Okay. Yeah. Maybe I should look at it so cynically.
Yeah. But the row and everything,
It was cool. It was really cool. It was cool in person. They're all in sync. But I found myself really pulling for Senegal. And I was I had no dog in the fight.
I watched on TV. I was too. I mean, Bizet was so likable as well. Both teams were very likable.
Well, Senegal came out like a house on fire. I mean, they brought it, and it felt like Norway was actually like a little bit stunned that Senegal was giving them such a good game. Senegal controlled the ball. They had the time of possession totally in their favor. And then one mistake towards the end of the first half, and Norway ends up scoring. And then in the second half, Erling Haaland, who's like one of the greatest strikers in the world, just went off. He scored two goals in the second half. Unfortunately, the first one I missed because I was stuck in a merch line buying some hats for people.
You gotta.
Amateur hour. But I caught the second one. He's a specimen. Like, you can tell, Pearl, he's one of those guys where when Senegal would get around the net, things seemed to speed up.
Yeah.
And it was like they'd freak out and, you know, and the ball would just, they couldn't get the ball on goal.
Yeah.
Eventually they scored, but like it was just they had too many attempts that came up empty. When Haaland's in front of the goal, it's night. Like it's everything slows down for him. You can just see how composed he is.
Yeah.
One small thing though, bad body language guy.
No, but that's his position. You know, I've seen, I mean, like look at Messi. Like when he's not, when the play's over, he just sort of, they're resting. It's not bad body language. I think it's resting. We were texting during the game.
Yeah. And
no, I think that's closer to rest. I think because Mbappe and Messi kind of look like that a little bit too. And by the way, this whole World Cup, it's like a video game. It's like whoever organized it, Messi's going to score a ton of goals, Mbappe's going to score a ton of goals, Haaland's going to dominate. It's like, can they ask for anything more than this? I mean, Messi, it's wild watching Messi. It's just like, he has not lost a step. And now Mbappe looks amazing, and they say he might come to the MLS. It's all working out for soccer. But one thing about, and you probably saw this live, Haaland's runs, like when he would start just, you know, he goes on a run, it was like, he looked like an NFL player. Like he's huge and fast and aggressive. I'm blown away by him as well as I am by all the other superstars. It's crazy.
It's crazy. He rose to a different level in the game, and that was easy to see. And he like, it's intimidating. Like, he's huge. He looks like a tight end out there. You're right. And it's like, good luck. You need to have two defenders on him at all times. Like it felt like even more trying to crowd him, and it almost didn't matter when there was traffic in front of the goal.
The goalie, he caused a lot. According to Landon Donovan, was calling on TV, I know. He's like, the goalie made terrible mistakes. Like, I don't know how you could. And he said, Landon Donovan said, I think they're panicking because Haaland's around. And the defense, you know, because they really made just awful, awful mistakes. And maybe it was Haaland, like, you know, like it's like LeBron's around the rim. You don't really play your best because you're like, this guy's about to dunk on my head. Yeah.
But the other thing too is, you know, he made the most of his opportunities, but to be fair, like Senegal was, you know, had millions of chances. Like the shots on goal were pretty much even, and Senegal was putting so much pressure. Like I worry a little about Norway's defense as they march on in the tournament. Cause they've already made it now into the knockout round. Like it's not, you know, their goalie did a great job, but
they're not,
Senegal was all over.
Yeah.
And Senegal, their goalie ended up getting hurt. So there was a backup goalie in there for a lot of the second half. And I don't think that helped either, but they scored like towards the end and everyone started freaking out again. And the crowd got really, really into it for like in the extra time, thinking that Senegal could score, and they had a header opportunity right in front of the goal and the guy missed it and it would have tied it up. But
one more question, Meg. Remember what happened when we were going to have Wyndham Clark on the show? And now he's like the big U.S. Open winner. We were so close to interviewing him, and it just fell apart. Because he got in trouble again?
You know what? I haven't even thought about that until you just brought it up. Yeah. Yes, we were supposed to have Wyndham Clark on the show like two or three different times, and I think he canceled.
Yeah, he canceled because there's always like some controversy. And then I guess people were booing him at Shinnecock, which I think is more because everyone loves – people love Scotty. You know, They love, because he's good. They love Rory too. I think they want to see the star, and that's why they were booing Wyndham Clark. I don't think it was as much about him. They just wanted to see the bigger name possibly. Like, I think they would have booed if it was against Rory because they want to see Rory. But I don't know. I mean, I don't know because we never interviewed Wyndham Clark. I don't understand this man.
Listen, Rory's gotten just straight abuse. I don't know why he would ever want to go back to Long Island to play golf.
Oh,
between
yeah,
the Ryder Cup and yeah, now with Shinnecock. I mean, the crowd was just handing it to him.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I think that the fans are, I think they didn't buy that Wyndham Clark gave like an authentic apology.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
You know, and he destroyed the locker at Oakmont. He throws a driver. I saw Brando Chambly on Golf Channel is like, these guys don't have any composure anymore. And, you know, not like Arnie and Jack. And these guys like stayed cool and calm.
Yeah.
And these players today, like he kind of traced it back to Tiger Woods, you know, would kind of curse words and kind of like his attitude on the golf course and the guys that kind of took a cue from that. I just think the crowd, like, I'm sure you're right about Scheffler. When they get these golf crowds, man, when they get a hold of somebody they don't like, it's like merciless.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. But they like most of the guys, I think. I went to the PGA in Philly and they were into Rory, but Scotty was a phenomenon. And I think the media is missing on Scotty because he doesn't do anything for them. Scotty Scheffler doesn't give him clicks. I think golf fans, because he's like this nice nerd guy next door who just happens to be in. I mean, he's in every tournament. It's almost weird at this point. Every Sunday, he's there. But he's got no personality, really. Like, you know, so there's not much to do with him. But the fans like him and they like stars, you know. So anyway, I think Wyndham Clark, you're so right about the decorum, though, too. Like that's very interesting. And that's something to watch moving forward.
I think that the New York crowd didn't realize that the Knicks parade had ended, you know, like
So they didn't
golf's
get out
not the same. I don't think they got the memo that, I think the golf crowds have been a little rowdier. Maybe it has to do with, you know,
there was about 10 years ago, there was the get in the hole guys and that trend, it got crazy for a little bit. Then they got it under control. And now it's interesting that you're saying it's getting a little loose, but remember when get in the hole became a thing?
I hated those guys. Yeah, yeah. I feel like you should have had to go to sports jail. thank you so much for doing this. Yeah. Giannis gets traded. Bananas day in sports yesterday.
Yeah, let me know the next event you're going to, because you apparently only go to spectacular sporting events anymore. So I want in. I want in, Maggie.
No blowouts for me.